This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, welcome everyone. We continue Daf Shavua, Masechet Chagiga, Daf Chesam and Beis, the Mishnah. Now, the Gemara said above that, how do I know? Gemara wanted to know that Yisrael could be Yotze Yitzchiyev b'nadarim b'nadavais. So the Gemara brought a Braisa. How do you know? It says, V'samachta b'chagecha, to be marbe all types of simcha. Komine simchas to simcha. From here, the Chachamim said that you could be Yotze Yitzchiyev b'nadarim b'nadavais ma'isar with anything. But how do you know not chicken? How do you know not birds? It says, V'samachta b'chagecha, only something that could be used for the chagiga, which excludes birds and flour with menachos, which cannot be used for the chagiga. But Rav Ashi says, I don't need the juxtaposition of v'samachta b'chagecha to say you can't be yotze shalmei simcha with oifos. I know that from v'samachta and yatsu elu she'in bahem simcha. So we pointed out pashtuses, and this is what the Chavos Yoar points out, that from here we learn that on Yom Tov, when there's a mitzvah of simcha, you cannot be yotze your chiv of simcha by eating chicken. It's not good enough to eat chicken, you have to eat actual meat. The Gemara says beferish, that only meat brings simcha. Lamaisa, in the Hagoy, so the Yad Ephraim, in Simon Aleph, in Yaradea, he disputes this. He wants to say that you are yotze the mitzvah of simcha with chicken. This Gemara is talking about shalmei simcha. Shalmei simcha do not produce simcha if they're not basar, but regular simcha, that you could be yotze with chicken. So Rav Ozner says that you do get a degree of simcha by eating oifos, but the full simcha is with basar. Okay, so you start the Mishnah. Mi sheyishlo oichlen merubim, someone who has a lot of dependents, or nechas muatim, but not so many assets. So there are two karbanos you have to reckon with. You have to bring oilas riyah, and you have to bring shalmei chagiga. So you have a lot of people to feed. You could feed them with shalmei chagiga. You have to feed them. Everyone has to have a shalmei chagiga. But oilas riyah, so one is fine. So you have a lot of dependents, and you don't have so many assets. Maybe shlamim merubim, bring a lot of shlamim, v'oilas muatos, and a few oilas. Rashi says, oichlin merubim, b'nei bayis rabim. If the residents of the house are many, maybe shlamim rabim. Shalmei chagiga rabim. You bring a lot of shalmei chagiga, l'fi ha'oichlim. Shalmei chagiga is in accordance with the consumers. V'oilas ri'ah mu'atas. So you bring a few oilas ri'ah and many shalmei chagiga.
But you only do one oilas ri'ah, or you do many?
Only on the... Well, you... But there's machlokes Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, whether you're allowed to bring oilas riyah beyond the first day. Right, the conclusion of the Gemara on Vav Amid Aleph is what? That be'ikar haregel kliyam aloy pligi the ayel meschazi, and that, which means according to Tosfos, you could bring the whole first day is be'ikar haregel. Beyond that, Rabbi Yochanan says no, you can't bring, and Reish Lakish says you could. But on the first day, you could bring a number of karbanos. So, if you don't have enough assets, you bring many shalmei chagiga, but few oilas ri'ah.
Fine.
Not according to Beishamai.
You don't bring oilas.
According to Beishamai, you don't bring on the first day. Correct. Right. Mi sheyesh lo oichlem merum nechas matem, maybe shalmei merum va'oilas matem. Nechasem merubim va'oichlem matem. You have a lot of money, and you don't have that many consumers. So what are you going to spend the money on? You don't want to spend it on shalmei chagiga because it's going to become noisar. So you spend it on the oilos. Maybe oilos merubos. You bring a lot of oilos. Ushlamim muatim. And you bring a few shlamim. Zev zeh muat. If let's say you have few consumers and not a lot of money. Al zeh nemar, it's about this that it was said in the previous Mishnah. Ma kesef shtei kesef. Right, we had a machlekes b'shamay and b'shalal. How much do you spend on the oilas riyah and the shamay chagiga? So, what b'shamay says? B'shamay oimrim riyah shtei kesef and chagiga is one kesef. And Beisol says, no, riyah is one kesef and chagiga is two. Because Bishol says, Adarabah, since the Chagigah is enjoyed by more Eichlin, therefore you pay more money on it. So if a person has very few consumers and doesn't have so much money, that's when we say the minimum share. Al Zenemer, but what if Zev Zem Merubin, let's say you have a lot of money, a lot of consumers, a lot of dependents. Al Zenemer, Ish Kmanas Yodoy Kiverkasa Shem Lekacha Shenasalach. Each man according to his ability, according to the blessing that Hashem gave him. Right? So we have four scenarios, and depending on the situation, you either increase, if you have money and no people to eat it, you bring oilas. You have a lot of people to eat and not so much money, you bring shlamim. Says the Gemara, shlamim merubim. We said in the first case that you have a lot of consumers, you don't have so much money, you bring shlamim merubim. Wait a second. The guy doesn't have money. And we said at the end of the Mishnah, the guy doesn't have money, you use the minimum. So where is he getting money from to bring so many shlamim? Shlamim merubim, eichemaisi. Halasa, where is he going to bring it from? He doesn't have the money. He doesn't have the assets. Amar of Chizda, toifel, you supplement. Umevi par gado, and you bring one big par. Rashi, mevi ma'is chulen umaiser yachad. You're right, he doesn't have so much free money, but you could use the meiser money, you could use the meiser money to supplement it. So you buy one big cow with some of the with chulen money, and the rest you supplement it with meiser. This is called what? Your ma'ariv ma'is. We had a machloikis yesterday on Chesam and Aleph between Rabbi Yochanan and Chizkiyah. Well, right? How are you toifel? Ula said you're toifel. Right, Beis Hillel says that you could bring Shalmei Chagiga from Meiser. Hi, the Gemara had a kasha, it's Davar Shabachoiva. So the Gemara says, you're Teufel. So Chizkiya says, Teufel is Behema la Behema. You bring one animal of Chulin and the rest from Meiser, but you can't mix the money. And Rabbi Yochanan says, Teufel and Mois, the Mois, you can mix the money. So this seems to be in accordance with who? Toifel umevi par gadol. No, toifel. Toifel. You mix the money together. The money of chul and the money of meiser. Right. So this is like the opinion of. Right. This is the opinion of toifel and mois le mois. So that's Rabbi Yochanan. So, Amar Rav Chisa toifel umevi par gadol. You supplement and you bring one big cow. Yeah. Amar le Rav Sheshes. But Rav Shesha says, Hare Amru, Toiflin Behema La Behema. But they said, you supplement animal to animal. How could Rav Chizda say, you supplement and you bring a big bull, but Chazal say, you supplement an animal to an animal? Ah, so that's the question. Mai Ka'amar Lei. What in the world is Rav Shesha saying? What does Rav Sheshes mean? They say you supplement an animal to an animal. Because who's the they? Right? Who's the they over here? Hari Amru, they said. Who's the they? My Kamarle. Ilay Mahachi Kamarle. If you're going to say this is what Rav Sheshes means. Hari Amru Toiflin Behema Lebehema. They say, namely Chizkiyah says, you could supplement animal to animal, which is mashma avoloi mois lemois. You can't mix the money. That's what Rav Sheshes meant to say. Hare Amru is the Shita of Chizkiyah. They say, Teuflin Mois Lemois. You could supplement money to money. Excuse me, you could supplement Behema Lebehema. That's the Shita of Chizkiyah, which is Mashma. You cannot supplement money to money. So the question is, why is Rav Sheshes talking in a roundabout manner? He should just say, Ein Teuflin Mois Lemois. Vele Malay, Ein Teuflin Mois Lemois. Elohachi Amarlei. This is what Rav Sheshes meant. Why do you, Rav Chizda, the father-in-law of Rava, yeah? Why do you say that you could be Teufel, Behema, Teufel, Mois? Why is that the only option? El Hachim Mahari Amru, Af Teufel, Behema, Behema. You could do both! Rav Sheshes' question on Rav Chizda is, why are you lacking in the Mishnah? That Teufel Mois, the Mois, why not? They say you could even be Teufel Behema, Behema. So still the question is, who's they? Because whoever said you could do both, right? Because Rabbi Yochanan, Smachloikas, and they're exclusive, presumably. Chizkiya says, Toiflim behema le behema, ve'ein toiflim ma'is le ma'is, Rabbi Yochanan ve'toiflim ma'is le ma'is, ve'ein toiflim behema le behema. So who exactly are the they who say you could do both, right? Who's the they? Says the Gemara, Keman, the like Chizkiya, the like Rabbi Yochanan. Elamai, you'll say, v'chi teiman, if you're going to say, amarayhu, hu depligi, and if you're going to say, the amaram are arguing, yes, Rabbi Yochanan and Chizkiya exclusively hold their opinion, meaning that Chizkiya holds, toiflin behema behema, ain't toiflim ma'is l'ma'is, and Rabbi Yochanan says toiflim ma'is l'ma'is, ain't toiflim l'ma'is. That's fine. So the Amaram are exclusive. But if you remember, we brought brisas to support Rabbi Yochanan and Chizkiya. V'chitema Amaroi hu depligi, masnisa loy pligi. The Mishnayis may not argue. The brisas may not argue. So let's look at the brisas, because the first brisa, Tanya kvasei de Rabbi Yochanan. Right, the Gemara says, first it's a Tanya Kvasei Rabbi Yochanan, Misas Malamit Sha'adam Mevi Chayvasa Min Achulin, Uminayim Shemrotza La'arev Ma'arev. That was saying what? You could mix the money. Now it's not saying that you can't be Teufel Behemois, but it's saying you could mix the money. But the second Braisa that says, Tanya Kvasei de Chizkiya, Misas Malamit Sha'adam Mevi Chayvasa Min Achulin, and in Beis Hillel, we said like this: Achila Rishoina Min HaChulin, Mikan Ve'elach Min HaMaisar. So that's Teuflin, Behema LeBehema. So let's look at the Gemara. The Gemara says, V'chitema Amaroi Hu DePligi Masnisa Loi Pligi. The Mishnahs don't necessarily argue. Let's look at Rashi. V'chitema amaroi hu depligi chizki of Rabbi Yochanan hu depligi bebehemo v'mois. Chizki and Rabbi Yochanan argue about behemo and mois. Aval masnisa, the asino le'el that we brought before, tanya kvasei demara demara, a brisa in support of each opinion, loy pligi. Ah. Now Rashi says they don't argue fully. One of the brisas you could say holds you could do both. One of the brisas is clear you could only do one. One of the brisas holds you could do both. Which brisa holds you could do both? Rashi says, loy pligi, b'mois. They don't argue about the money, ela b'behema. Dehach dektani imratza la'arev, hu dekamar mois davka. The one, the brisa that says, imratza la'arev, it's saying you can only mix money, but you cannot mix behema. I mean, they don't argue about the money only by behema. The first brisa that says you can mix the money, but you can't do the behema. Aval idach masnisa, but the other brisa, sviralei, bein mois, bein behema. Meaning, theoretically, you could say the Tanya kvasei de Chizkiya, that's, yeah, what?
Rashi read it like that if the Gemara was interpreting it as a Tanya kvasei.
The Gemara interpreted it, but Rav Sheshes is authorized as an Amoira to interpret a Braisa differently, as long as the Braisa is not set out straight out against him. I mean, Rav Sheshes can't argue on a Tanaitic source, but he could argue on an Amoira's grip of a Braisa. So now,
which Amoira was saying that grip? It was like
Tanya Kvasei is Ravina Ravashi, who are putting together the Gemara. Who's to, whenever you have Tanya Kvasei,
yeah,
it's not a Tana talking.
It's usually authoritative.
It's the Baal HaShas.
So then how could Chizkiya...
Rav Sheshes could take him on.
So how could Chizkiya say Teiflin Behema, but ve'ein Teiflin Mice? According to this, everyone agrees you're Teiflin Mice.
How could Chizkiya...
I understand how Chizkiya just said Teiflin Behema.
I mean, everybody holds...
Ve'ein Teiflin Mice be'mice. So he's now arguing...
I mean, everybody holds, according to this, that you could do mice? So how could Chizkiya say?
So he's arguing.
Chizkiya will argue. Chizkiya could argue on Rav Sheshes' grip of the Mishnayos. Meaning, Chizkiya will say
the two brises are separate.
Chizkiya will say that when it says behema, it's only behema, not mois. And he'll argue on Rav Sheshes' grip. In other words, as long as you're not moira, you could dispute anyone else's grip of a. Doesn't matter. I mean, the Chizkiya is not moira, so Rav Sheshes could argue. You could argue. There's a shaila. Why can't a Tana argue on an Amira? Why can't a Tana argue on an Amira? You know, does what's the compelling logic a Tana can argue on an Amira can argue on a Tana?
The same way there's a way we can't argue on the Shulchan Aruch.
Why can't we argue on the Shulchan Aruch? Why not? Let's say you have a big. Was there some kind of like asifa where Klal Yisrael were makabel upon themselves that henceforth nobody could dispute this? There's Torah on this. There's a Kesef Mishnah. There's a lot of discussion about this subject. Okay, fine. So what are we saying now? That the first braisa that says Ma'arev Mamoin is Ma'arev Mamoin and not Ma'arev Behema. But the second braisa that Ma'arev Behema is also Mamoin. In that case, Rav Sheshes is saying, why do you say you could only be Ma'arev Mamoin and you should be able to be Ma'arev Behema also? Says the Gemara, no, V'hakatani. It says explicitly in the second braisa, not that Ma'arev Behema, V'hakatani Achila Rishayna Min Achulin. The first Achila is from Chulin. So that means what? You could only do behema and not mois. Meaning, how could you say that the second brisa would say you could also do mois? The first brisa definitely holds only mois and not behema. But how do you want to say the second brisa is you could do behema and mois? No, it says clearly you could only do behema. You can't do mois. Because the first eating, the first carbon, oilas ria, comes entirely from chulin. Vaktani achila rishayna min achulin. Says the Gemara, no. My achila rishayna, it doesn't mean the first animal. It means the first obligation of paying within that animal is you have to contribute at least 2 ma, or a 2 ma of the shalmei chagiga from chulin. But beyond the 2 ma, you could use meiser money. We thought achila rishana means the first cow. No, achila rishana means the amount required in the cow, the minimum amount within the cow to feed somebody, which is 2 ma. Rashi says, v'haktani achila rishana min achulim, because hakadak the suda haba rishana ala shulchan, that the first meal that comes on the table, boi kulam michulin. Says the Gemara, demei achila rishana. Demei achila rishana kaloimar. What does it mean, the value of the first eating? Kaloimar, meaning to say, achila rishana stomach katani. The achila rishana was learned unqualified. The islay bein behema atzma, where we hold whether the behema itself, bein ma'ois or the money, sheer achila rishana. The value of the first achila. So now we're talking about which carbon here? The shlamim, right? So it would be, according to Beis Hillel, 2 ma? Yeah. Okay. Weiter.
So the Gemara doesn't answer?
So.
The whole question is why.
So what's Pshat and Rav Sheshes?
Right.
So we don't have a good Pshat and Rav Sheshes.
Right.
So what was Rav Sheshes? Rav Chizda says Toifel Umevi Paragadol. That means Rav Chizda is siding with Rabbi Yochanan. So Rav Sheshes is like coming out of left field. He's saying you should be able to do both. And we don't really know what he meant, because nobody holds you could do both. Right? No Amoira holds that you could do both. Elamai, the Braisas. So then what did Rav Sheshes mean, right? Do we have a Pshat?
No,
the,
I mean,
no, Rav Sheshes'
question.
No, but what's Rav Sheshes' question? Rav question doesn't make sense.
No, the
Braisa
support Rav Sheshes.
Right, I mean, right.
No. The Gemara just had a kasha.
That we ended up,
saying that.
So the second Braisa, meaning Rav Sheshes is being Madcha, the second Braisa, that achila rishayna is demei achila rishayna. To say the second brayso holds you could be toifel behema and be toifel mice, and therefore Rav Sheish is saying you should be able to do both.
Right, yeah.
So if I were Rav Chisda, I would say Rav Sheish is don't be, you know, you call it offense defense. You have no right to be madche the brayso to ask a kasha me.
Read the.
No, I'm saying, what's the kasha on Rav Chisda? So if I'm Rav Chisda, I would say, don't learn the brayso this way, right?
That's not how we end up
here. Right, saying, why doesn't the Gemara...
No, the Gemara doesn't... Rav Sheish had a kasha, and Rav Chisda is still around. You know, it doesn't say, Tiyuf to the Rav Chisda.
Right.
In other words, we under...
Rav Chisda, Rav Sheish's rebuttal.
Rav Sheish says a kasha. Doesn't mean Rav Chisda is wrong.
I don't know. That's what we're discussing. How would you...
Rav Chisda would say, I hold like the Baal HaShas earlier, and then I'm good, right?
No, I'm just
you're right. The end, according to this, the last step is Rav Chisda's question. Says the Gemara Vayter, Amar Ula, Amar Reish Lakish, Hifrish Eser Behema Yisul Chagigasai. Let's say you separated 10 animals for your Karmel Chagiga. Hikriv Chamesh B'Yamtav Rishon, if you brought 5 on the first day of Yamtav, Chayzer U'Makriv Chamesh B'Yamtav Sheni. So you bring another 5 on the second day. Says Rashi, why would I think you don't bring the 5? I mean, why should you not bring the next 5? Says Rashi, V'lo Yamin Oivar Hu B'Baal Toysef. We don't see his Oivar B'Baal Toysef. Because Rachmana Omar, the Chag Goysem Oysai, you should celebrate it, which implies Chad Yoyma, V'Sulai. So why are you allowed to bring chagigas on the second day? The answer is tahanoch nami dechad yomahud. These second 5 are also from the first day, but I didn't get a chance to bring it. So the second day is tashlumim. It's not baal toisef. I'm making up what I missed. Okay. So the chiddush. What?
Isn't that a machlokes?
Yeah, sure. It's machlokes. That's the sheet of Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan Amar. Oh, you want to know? No, the pshat. The first page in Chagiga is how do we view the Tashlumen? Is each day a day by itself, or is it Tashlumen the Rishon?
Right. Meaning if Chiger and then he was Chiger v'Nishashe.
The 14th is Shamei Simcha and Shamei Chagiga. So what is there?
We're talking about the Shamei Chagiga now. Shamei Chagiga, you have to bring.
Shamei Simcha, there's no such thing as Taisev. You could do it as many as you want.
And you have to bring it every day. You have to do Shamei Simcha every day, unless you have meat to eat. So Shamei Chagiga is one shot deal. Shamei Simcha is every day of Yom Tov, unless we have Nadarim, Nadavais, or other
Kabbalah. Where do we learn that the Chagiga needs to be brought on the first day?
Oh, so Rashi says we learn it from the Chagoisim Oisoi. Oisoi implies.
We didn't have that yet. Did we have
no, we did not. Absolutely not. Correct. Okay, so Reish Lakish says it's not Baal Toysef. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Kiven Shepasak Shavein Amakrim. Well, if you stop bringing Karbanos, you can't bring anymore. Now, he doesn't explain. What if you're an Oynes? What if so you have extenuating circumstances? But Rabbi Yochanan says, Kiven Shepasak Shavein Amakrim. Amar! Rabbi Abba says, "Loi pligi." There's no machlokes between Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan. Excuse me. Right. So Rabbi Yochanan Amar Kiman Shapasuk Shove Ino Makrif. Amar Rav Abba V'loi pligi. There's no machlokes. Kan Bistam Kam B'mafaresh. Bistam. When does Rabbi Yochanan say Ino Makrif? That's when you brought the karbanos stam. If you're a mafresh them stam, you don't bring anything further. But if you explicitly say, these are liyom rishon, I'm separating these karbanos liyom rishon, you could bring the rest, because then it's not baal toisef, it's for sure a tashlum in l'rishon. When you say, these karbanos are all for day one, so if you're not makrev them on day one, you could be makrev them on day two, because there's no problem of baal toisef. Because you clearly understand that these karbanos should be brought on day one, and if you don't bring them on day one, you're going to make them up for day two. But if you just say stam, I'm bringing karbanos, so if you don't bring it on day one, you can't bring it anymore. So the Gemara wants to know, Hai Stam Hechidami. What's the case of Stam? where we don't allow you to bring it on day 2. If it's because you don't have enough time in the day to bring it, why can't I bring it on day 2? It's not Baal Tosef. I didn't bring it on day 1 because there's no time. Rashi says, Hastam, this that we said, Asur l'hakrivan hechidami, if it's Mishum delay havale shasu, and Mistama he designated for day 1, Ve'ela, delay l'esle achlin. Ela, the reason you didn't bring it on day 1 is you don't have enough people to eat it. So if that's the case, why can't I bring it on day 2? I didn't not bring it on day 1 because I wanted to bring it on day 2 because I feel that day 2 is also an equally suitable day to bring karbanos. I didn't bring it either because I don't have time or because I don't have enough people to eat it. So it's talking about a case where I was mafer shitstam and there's time to bring the karbanos and there are people to eat it and I didn't bring it. Midikama loyakravinu. Or take out midikama loyakravinu and he didn't bring it.
What does that even mean? Like, noiser means you can't do it. When do you have kabbalis that if you don't bring it that day, you can't bring it ever again? What this is here?
Chagiga.
No,
because since the be'ikr is meant, why can't I bring it? It's Baal Tosef. What happens to it?
What happens to it?
What are you going to do with it? I don't know. Yerusha Ache Stayev.
It's like a mom.
Says the Gemara, Shmamina Shiure Shirenu. We see he left it over that in his mind, why didn't he bring it? There's time to bring it. There are people to bring it. Why did he leave it over? Because he feels you could bring Chagiga on day 1, you could bring Chagiga on day 2. So that's Baal Tosef. But if he said it's for day 1, even if he left it over for no reason, he could bring it on day 2 because he's not bringing it on day 2 because he thinks day 2 is suitable. He said this is for day 1. So basically, the only time you can't bring karbanos on day 2 is if you were makrevit stam and you had time and you had oichlin. Says Gemara Bachinami Mistabra that Rabbi Yochanan Taka holds that you are allowed to bring it on day 2 in some cases. The Chiyasa Ravin, when Ravin came from Eretz Yisrael, Rabbi Yochanan, Hifrish, Eser, Behemos, L'chagigasai, if you separate 10 Behemos for your Chagiga, Hikriv, Chamesh, B'yam Tav Rishayin, Chozer, Makriv, Chamesh, B'yam Tav Sheini. If you designated 10 Behemos for the Chagiga, if you're Makriv 5 on Yom Tav Rishayin, you're Makriv 5 on Yom Tav Sheini. I, but Rabbi Yochanan just said, you're not. You're Paisek. Kashin Hadadi, it's a steer in Rabbi Yochanan. Alav Shmamina. But we see from here, Kan Bistam. When did Rabbi Yochanan say you're not allowed to bring once you stopped? That's if you're Mafreshet Stam. Kan B'Mafarish. But if you explicitly said it's designated for day 1, then even if you have Oichlin, and even if you have Shah, you're allowed to bring it on day 2. It Marnami, we learned also. The Rashi says that where it's muchach, that you don't have in mind to celebrate 2 days. Even Rabbi Yochanan would say you could continue to bring the chagiga on the second day. Amar Rav Shemen bar Abba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, lo yishanu ela shalai gamar. This that we said later on, that day you celebrate and not more, that's if you didn't finish. Aval gamar, but if you finish choyzer o makrev. My gamar, what does gamar mean? Ilay magamar kamanaisav, if it means you finished bringing the karbanos, my mak, what are you bringing on the next day? Ela shaloi gamar hayoim. When do we say you're not allowed to bring on day 2? That's when the day is not over. Aval gamar hayoim, but if the day ended and you didn't have a chance to bring on day 2, Chayzer Mak, if you could bring. I, Rabbi Yochanan, says you have to stop. That's talking about when you have Shah and you have Oichlin. But if you have any extenuating circumstance that we could attribute that the reason you didn't bring it on day 1 is because of that, and not because you think it's valid, equally valid to bring on day 2, even Rabbi Yochanan would agree you could bring it on day 2. Okay, Rabbi Yisai, have a good one.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.